One of the most surprising things that has happened to me in my study of Eastern philosophy over the years is to find that as I thought I was studying something that at first seemed wholly foreign to the Western world, at the same time I discovered all kinds of relatively new forms of thought and exploration of man's consciousness arising indigenously within the Western world, which in various ways paralleled the approaches of Eastern philosophy to the problems of human life. So this is a very remarkable and apparently spontaneous occurrence within the Western world of types of thinking which are parallel to things which we find in Asia. There is a kind of work which resembles a Western version of Chinese Taoism. I've often drawn attention to a curious distinction between Chinese and Western attitudes to human nature. We are reared in the West with a rather fundamental mistrust of our own nature. We think of man as a sort of rider on a horse, a two-natured person who has a rational soul and an animal body. And the animal body is regarded as something vital but stupid, in charge of the rational soul, whose origins seem to be completely independent of those of the animal body. And so the whole problem and the task of human life is to subjugate the animal body to the rational will. It is somewhat alien to the West and to Western traditions of thought to see any sanity in putting trust in the wisdom of one's own animal nature. Although human nature is not something which, if were not interfered with, would be entirely good, but the human nature, as we find it, is an interplay, a balance of good and evil, of positive and negative. And that sanity consists in respecting this balance. This is not a sentimental point of view. It does not ignore the fact that we live by destroying other organisms, that there is inevitable conflict, life in its natural state, but that this conflict is something which serves a higher kind of harmony, and therefore has to be trusted, supported, accepted, and contained, and that sanity consists fundamentally in this.